Okay, so we'll continue from where we left off yesterday on verse 15. When I am born in a place of impurity, it is the wheel of evil karma returning on me for always cultivating impure perceptions. From now on, I solely cultivate pure perceptions. Okay, so when we're born in a place of impurity, this can mean places that are dirty and foul to live in. It can also basically be samsara in general, you know, cyclic existence in general, with all its confusion and suffering. And so this is the wheel of evil karma returning. What we dished out to others, we're getting back to ourselves. And what we did before is we cultivated impure perceptions. So that means we saw ourself and other beings as ordinary, regressed ourself and others as having some truly existent essence. We looked at things with a very denigrating view, you know, this is wrong, that's wrong, the other thing's wrong. And so because of doing that in past lives, now the way things appear to us in this life is that they're impure and kind of blech, okay? They're legally existent, they're defiled. Okay, so what are we going to do instead is to cultivate pure perception. And this is relating very much to the tantric viewpoint where we try and see ourselves as the deity and other sentient beings as a Buddha and the land we live in as a pure land. Okay, so cultivating that kind of pure perception brings the result that we're born in a place and or live in a place where things are nice, where things are pleasant, and eventually in a pure land. Okay, verse 16. When I become separated from my helpful and loving friends, it is the wheel of evil karma returning on me for my luring away others' companions. From now on, I shall never estrange others from their companions. Okay, so think of situations where you've been separated from helpful and loving friends. Okay, you've been stranded, you're lonely, yeah? This could refer to somebody dying, you know, getting divorced, being refugees, being political prisoners, even being separated from your spiritual mentor. In other words, you're separated from those who are very dear to you. And all the internal pain that brings about in our lives. Well, instead of blaming others for it, to remember that this is the wheel of evil karma coming back on us, that we created the cause through our self-centeredness to experience it. In particular, what did we do? We lured away others' companions. Okay, so maybe in previous lives or even earlier this life, we broke up other people's marriages or we broke up friendships. We may have caused disharmony between an employer and an employee. We may have separated a teacher and a spiritual mentor through our gossip. You know, any way of creating separation and discord amongst other beings, when we've done that in the past, that plants the seed for us to be separated from those who are dear to us now. So this is a very different way to look at times of separation, aren't they? You know, our usual reaction is anger, wanting to lash out, wanting to blame somebody, feeling sorry for ourselves. And here we're avoiding both of those by just saying, well, I got myself into this situation. You know, it doesn't mean that what other people do is okay. It doesn't mean they're good, but it means that the principal cause for us to be in that situation we created and we're responsible for. So in the future, what are we going to do? Never estrange others from their companions. Okay, so really make a strong determination not to separate friends or separate parents and children, separate people from their countries, you know, separate teachers and students, any kind of wrenching away, you know, of people. Okay, so this could also include unfair policies when you're in a position of leadership that causes people to be separated, all sorts of things like this. So it's very helpful to look in our life and check, you know, when we've gotten involved in that, then think of the result when we've experienced that result of being separated from those that we get out, and link those two, link our actions with those experiences. And then also do the taking and giving meditation, where we think of those who are separated from people who are precious to them, and think of their pain and their grief, and take that suffering upon ourselves. You know, imagine it leaving them, coming into us, becoming a lightning bolt that strikes at our heart and destroys our own self-centeredness. And then within that space, that spaciousness, then to give our body, our possessions, and our positive potential so that it becomes what others need. And particularly in this verse, we can think of becoming the people that other people, you know, would like to be around, because that's what they're lacking at that moment. That, you know, applies specifically to this verse.